Hello?
Hi, Alex. So yes, I do have Liam on the line. He says that you were calling him regarding his account.
Yep.
All right, no problem. I'll send him over now, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing today?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Can't complain.
That's good.
So I noticed that you had a ticket in with us with regards to you're trying to port forward on a specific device.
Yeah, well, so we've already port forwarded through our network stuff here. But what it seems is that in the last 2 weeks or something, something changed on the Archtop side. So for instance, my Plex server can no longer be seen outside of our network. I'm able to telnet to it from within the network,
Yes.
no problem. But once I'm trying to access it outside, nothing. Additionally, we found earlier this week there's this like Rakuten streaming service called Viki. That it is telling us that we're on a VPN and we're not.
Yeah, so
And like, I guess they don't allow that, so.
it's gonna read as a VPN because we are I don't know if you're familiar with a CGNAT.
Okay.
So it's gonna mo like those type of like applications might read it as it being a VPN, but really it was just we're carrier grade network as a translation. So that means most subscribers will share a public IP.
Okay.
With regards to kind of bypass that, so we do issue IPv6. Obviously, everything is both IPv4 and IPv6 are assigned to every device. You can bypass that CGNAT with an IPv6 pinhole. That would be the only route to bypass that.
Okay, so I mean, we're going on whatever IP is assigned to us from you guys, and I guess how would I shift over to an IPv6 rather than using what is the V4 assignment?
So, with regards to exactly how, like, you already have it set to you. It was working before you said when you're using it before, right? And
Yeah.
it was on the IPv4 you were doing that on, right? You opened up the ports on IPv4, right? So,
Yes.
are you in the home right now?
Yes.
Move 1 second, all right? You said this only happened recently, like when you tried it before it was working all right.
Yeah, within the last 2 weeks at some point, because we were traveling for a little while and I was able to access the Plex networks from remote places, and then like some point in the last 2 weeks that changed. Also, like, we tried to watch that Viki movie like 2 weeks ago with some friends, but it loaded up then. But then we had to stall that plan because something happened at our house. Mm-hmm. And then that's when we tried again this week, and we were like, oh, something changed.
And what ports do you currently have it open on? Like, what's the port numbers?
So on the internal network, it looks like 32,400.
Okay.
And Plex itself appears to see the public IP as 204.11.163.1, and it's listening on a port 21,760.
See, if you want, are you able to close those ports?
I can close the 32,400 locally. But
yeah.
I'm curious what. Okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Just because I wouldn't be able to do that for you, obviously.
Well, yeah, but the idea is I don't want them closed. I want them open.
But you want to be able to you want to switch to the IPv6 because those are public. Those IPv6 is automatically public IP.
Yeah. Okay. But that would be coming into my network, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And. I'm sorry, I'm at a bit of a loss here. I don't understand, I guess, what you're asking me to do locally then.
Locally, you'll have to close those ports and then open up ports for the IPv6, essentially. I know you want those open, but it's not like you can't do both.
Okay. I can turn off my port forwarding setting. I have these. Where's the disable button? Give me a sec.
And you have like a firewall set in place and everything like that.
So just while testing all this, I had turned off the firewall because I was like, is this something I'm doing or no? Yeah, so the firewall's off. All right, so I disabled all the port triggers and the port forwarding.
Perfect. I noticed in the notes you also said you set the firewall to, or you set the server to DMZ, sorry?
Yeah, I did. Do you want me to turn that off as well?
You don't have to. DMZ just sets it to like a neutral.
Yeah, it just puts it kind of outside of all of that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it shouldn't really affect anything. Sucks because I'm not actually in the home. I would be able to actually. You're already consoled in, right?
Yeah.
And you're familiar with command. It sounds like you're familiar with command line interface, correct?
Yeah, I can bring up my command prompt.
I'm trying to see how to do it without the firewall, because.
Also, might be worth noting, we don't use the Plume hardware.
I use the Plume. Oh. 6 feet I'm facing. Okay. So in that case, what I'm going to do, right, I'm going to reach out to Network Ops on this one, and then either I or they will call you back.
So when we were setting the service up, they were like, oh, you have all your own network hardware. You don't need this. And then they just picked it up and left.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to just see about the exact steps with regards to, you know, what kind of equipment do you have?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What kind of equipment do you have?
What type of what?
Equipment, sorry.
Oh, sorry. We have like a TP-Link gateway and then a bunch of like mesh units.
Okay. All right. No problem. I'm just going to confirm with them, you know, like that's the proper steps. I don't want to obviously, you know, compromise your entire network just off of going off of what I know. So I'm going to definitely confirm with them on what the proper steps are first. And then if need be, either I or they will call you back.
Okay, cool. So I'm assuming I should expect a call back some point today, tomorrow, or
I'm gonna reach out to them today. I'll see when they're available to call you back. I would say maybe expect tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Sounds great.
No problem, man.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.